Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denard. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denard era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting especially. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denard, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denard.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's...
Wrong one again.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe.
east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May 28th, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Did I miss the call already? I thought I heard the end of the call.
Did you? There's no telling.
Oh, my bad. Oh, okay. Good morning, TNT. Let me figure this out first. Did the people get on, or they're still not on? One person sent me a text.
Yeah.
Everybody's on?
Yeah, there's 92 callers up there now, so it's working.
Okay, now. All right, guys, we're having a bit of a challenge, but good morning.
Of course, there shouldn't be 92 callers up there because this line is only for people that intend to ask a question, and only 10, looks like it might be 10 hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and one hand is up. No, they have no intention of asking a question. I don't know why they even put their hand up, but I'll deal with them another time.
All right.
The rest of them shouldn't even be up here, clogging up the line. But anyway.
I got to do some here. Anyway. All right, there's some good news, and there's some good news. So, the good news is we're having this call. Just a few minutes ago, I didn't think we were going to have it, to tell you the truth, because it wasn't working. I said, oh. But that's good. The other news is Walt's going to be happy today for sure, I think, about his buddy. And all of us are going to be happy today. Because today is a good day. So I can tell you Texas is not at the bank.
Oh, Tony.
They're not at the bank. Yep.
Well, you know, normally I don't really care about the something for nothings, but why don't we go ahead and deal with the elephant in the room first so we make sure they hear it, and then you can do the intro.
Okay. All right.
If it's okay with you.
It's fine with me. I just can't see it. Where is it?
The call that didn't take place on Wednesday. And the reasons therefore of...
I wasn't, but I will, because I'm not really keen on explaining myself. But, no, we already here now. We here now. So, I really wasn't going to start the call with that anyway. Listen, guys. So I'll go through it. Ray obviously was going to do a call on Wednesday, or he wouldn't have sent it out. But when he did, I did call and tell him I was not doing the call. So he said, I thought I told you already I wasn't doing the call. I didn't know why you sent it out. But he didn't understand I wasn't doing the call. It's not that we don't do everything we can do, because we do. And most of you guys know that. We don't just do this during the call. I do this 24/7. I mean, I talk to people 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. They call me from overseas. They wake me up. I mean, they're excited. I'm excited. They give me information. I got to go through it. I mean, it's not just hour and a half here. And last week, I told the whole story about how this started. We used to do 3 hours a day. But the fact of the matter, I think 3 consecutive times, I did say, hey, we need some donations, because I don't think I got to spend, 24 hours a day or 18 hours a day or a phone call a day getting the information, giving it to you, educating, and then pay for everything, too. Now, if I had $2 million, it wouldn't be a problem, but I don't. But I'm doing whatever we can do, best we can. But I also didn't think it was fair for the same people to keep paying over and over again, and we've been doing that for years. And we got a lot of suggestions. I mean, people suggested, hey, why don't you just make everybody pay $1 every call or don't get on the call. I said, if I could arrange it, I would. $1. We like, okay. And we wouldn't have to worry about it, but we didn't. Then was, why don't you just call all the people or call for people who have paid in the past? And I said, if I could arrange that, I would, but I just don't know how to do it. Because I certainly would with that by then. Now, all the people who paid in the past, not just the past month or past 6 months, all the people, because I know everybody can't contribute all the time every month, and some people are doing all they can, and some people are in worse situations than they have been in the past, and it's not getting better. But I would think pandemic money would be getting better for everybody. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point was twice, five people donated, and they're the same five people, even though it's just five people. And Ray just told you, 99 on the call-in line, there's 10,000 on the call, and five people donated at some point. That's what I mean. I mean, you just got to do what you got to do. And so it's not fair to them. And there are some. And I told you guys we had 598 or last call 606 people. And you guys can go in there and look for yourself and see who have paid since January. And this is 10,000 people on this call three times a week at minimum. And then everybody who listens to the recording. So at some point, it's just not being fair to them, and people are calling me and saying, Tony, I can't do it this month, or I can't do it this time, and I'll send something next month. And I fully understand. All those people, if a different 30, 40 people paid every month, we'd be happy, you know, every call. But it's constantly the same people carrying, you know, 125,000 people on Twitter to get this message. That wasn't fair. And some people let me know that it wasn't fair and they were doing the best they can, and I happen to agree with them. So, and I told Ray to tell all you guys that that's on me. I said I'm not doing the call because that was on me. Wasn't on Ray because he obviously was going to do the call because he sent it out to you. But
that's okay with it.
Yeah, but that's what it was about. G-Man is doing a great job. I think, in asking and everything else. So we did obviously got some people who did donate, and I appreciate it. And I sent out a tweet saying thank you for your support for the people who have. But I still thought it was going to be an issue this morning. That's why Blog Talk wasn't working, but I guess Ray got it taken care of. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, you know, one good thing that came out of that? You know, but you know, one good thing that came out of that whole fiasco Wednesday was, you know, some of those folks tried to turn us into proctologists. So there's a couple of rectums I got removed. It worked out.
Okay.
We removed quite a few of them.
Hey, TMI for a whole lot of people. Too much information. Okay. We talking about it.
No, well, they were rectum, so we just removed them. That's all.
I don't know.
That's what those type of doctors do, don't they? They remove anyway.
I was gonna say you could have just said assholes, and everybody understands. And you know, if you don't want to be a part of the team, then don't be part of the team. Period. That's all. I mean, don't listen. I've done that and told people before. If I'm saying something you don't like, if we're doing something that you don't like, then the answer is don't get on the call. That's the answer. Because I'm not going to change me. Ray's not going to change who he is. And you guys definitely should know that by now. So the answer is don't complain to me. Just don't get on the call. Okay. Is that enough with the elephant? Because I surely wasn't going to start the call like this. Okay.
Well, this was the best time to do it, though, when you had those that needed to hear it. So now they can get the intel and then leave, but they heard the part we really wanted them to hear. Now they get to hear the part they want to hear. I think that's pretty fair.
All right. So, well, just so you know, Malik Group is disbanding. So far, 40 of his people have left his group, said they're going to start their own groups, and they're going to run for prime minister. So his group is fastly shrinking, and once the charges come out, I think it will shrink some more. And maybe they know that already. So that's why they abandoned ship. So the good news is banks had meetings this morning. They were told they did not have to work this weekend. They had to be on standby. They're on standby for tomorrow. They're on standby for tomorrow. They were told if it didn't happen tomorrow, it was definitely going to happen on Tuesday. So be ready to work. There's a possibility for tomorrow. They were told it's definitely going to happen on Tuesday if it doesn't happen tomorrow. That's what they were told this morning. That's the whole call. You don't need to hear nothing else, right? Oh, let me see. Iraq is ready. Iraq is, Kurdistan is meeting in Baghdad on Sunday to implement the budget, the paying. Kurdistan has told the Peshmerga they will get paid on Sunday. They now have the money and the mechanism to pay them, is what was said. So they will get paid on Sunday, is what they told them. No rate changes. Bank is done. What else do we need to know? Oh, let me answer this question. Some of you guys say you're not going to be available next week. You're going to be doctor appointments or visiting the museum or at a family reunion or a whole lot of things. Because when the numbers come out, you call it and you make your appointment based on your availability. The first 10 days, they said they're going to work 10 days trying to get as many as they can through. The process does not stop after 10 days. They will be exchanging dinar for the next 2 years. They're going to give out the contract rate as long as they last. So I can't give you a date on that. When they run out of agreement, I understand they're going to stop giving out the contract rate. You know, I don't know how long that's going to take. I definitely don't feel, based on the agreement, it's going to be within the first 10 days. But after that, I don't know how long it will take. So you just have to do the best you can under every circumstance. And don't make an appointment for tomorrow when you know you're not available tomorrow. If you're not going to be available for a week or 2 weeks, then that's when you have to see if they'll schedule your appointment. They were trying to schedule the first 10 days, though, through these calls. Okay? Other than that, I was at a party last night, so you guys know. It was a party of 10, 12 people. There's a good friend of mine, who you guys know, some of you guys, Bobby Jackson, who used to play for the Kings. They gave him a head coaching position with the Kings in Stockton. So he's a new head coach for their G League. So we had to go celebrate with him, which was good. Other than that, let's get this party started.
Okay. Sadie says, since Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump decided not to let this go for certain reasons, Do you think President Biden is seeing the same situation in front of him that stopped the other three presidents from letting the RV go?
You know what? Somebody sent me something this morning, and I didn't even read it. Not that I don't appreciate it. Ray said, the link you put out for the call today is for Monday the 24th. Today's the 28th. Oh, maybe that's why people kept getting hung up on or something. I don't know. Anyway, oh, right here. It said, she said, doesn't look like Trump was helping with Iraq's cause to me. Right here, the article says, the prime minister refused Trump's call to bomb Iraq after getting legal advice. Boris Johnson's former chief aide described completely surreal day in his testimony Wednesday that Trump asked him to bomb Iraq. So when we say every president had a different agenda or idea, I don't know. Iraq yesterday accused the U.S., and they didn't say Trump, Biden, Obama, anybody else. They accused the U.S. of trying to cause instability so that they could keep them, or we could keep them under our thumb, and that once again, we would be able to assign the person who we want to be prime minister. So when we say, what's holding this up? Who's holding it up? They're putting out that we have been because we keep them under control. That was just one article. Another article came out and said Iraq was doing it to itself because the powers to be, the politician, the corruption, were doing it so they could keep the auction going so they could keep stealing the money, which we know that has happened for a while now. So there's a lot of different reasons it hasn't happened. But the people know right now oil hit $70 today, $69.96 or something, $70. They're saying there's plenty of money. The white paper is done. An agreement's in place. Then show me the money. And it just can't be what they're using right now that we couldn't agree how to implement the Kurdistan part, because now they're saying they did agree and they're going to finalize it on Sunday, how to implement it. I'm just saying the delay cannot go on forever. That's why the bank meeting this morning was, you want to stand by for Saturday, because they might surprise us, but they're saying definitely by Tuesday, we're going to get this party started. All we can do is wait and see what happens. It makes sense. But let's wait and see what happens. Biden and Obama had a plan to build Iraq. And I say Biden and Obama because President Obama put Biden in charge of Iraq. He is the guy who did for the last 8 years. He is the guy who wanted the structure set up, everything else. He went over there and met with him. And it was basically, you know, his show on a day-to-day basis. So I don't see any change in there. What has changed is we've been in it 4 more years longer. We're invested 4 more years. And I'm not hearing any rhetoric, which some people are gone, about us not being involved because, you know, we're too entrenched in there now. No, I don't see him holding it up at all. Go ahead.
Okay. Old Man on the River says, if the RV does not happen by June 1st, what is the next window?
I don't have another window because I haven't been told anything. That's what I've been told. And I told you guys 2 weeks ago, or three, whatever it was, they told me at least by the end of the month, it should be over with. That was coming from the Treasury. That was coming from the banks. It was coming from Iraq, everybody. We had some earlier dates when it could possibly happen, but everybody was saying by the end of the month, this should be over. So go sit.
Shadka says, will you have specific information for Canadians when the RV goes live, i.e. 800 numbers, which banks to use, et cetera? Thanks.
I don't know. Ray know Canadian people. I don't know none. I can't tell you. I can tell you. I'm going to tell you we're going to try to. We do have somebody in Canada connected with the banks, connected with this whole plan. There's a key person involved in it. And I do have global traders in Canada. So I will get as much information as I can and pass to you. It is the Royal Bank of
Canada?
Is it Royal Bank
RBC?
Of Canada?
RBC?
Whichever one is talking with Royal Bank. I know they're already involved, and we've already had people go and set up appointments there. So, all right, what's next?
F. Gonzalez, okay, that's Country Girl at Heart. It's her birthday today. Country Girl at Heart. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
I can't hear you. I don't know if anybody else can.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah.
All right. Sunstar says, I am really surprised that we are not hearing anything on the release of new fields and coins. Any news you can share from your world of contacts or boots on the ground in Iraq?
No. I didn't hear anything about any coins, lower denoms, anything being spread out at all. So maybe we'll hear something tomorrow, Sunday.
Okay. When it comes to big business transactions between individuals, cities, or countries, etc., there are always lawyers involved. Do you believe there are more I's and T's to dot to bring us to the RV finish line?
I don't believe that there are, and I'm just saying, well, I shouldn't say that until it's done. Like I tell you guys, for years, things do change. Somebody wakes up in the morning and say, I got a better idea, or I know a quicker way, and then we got to redo everything or something until it's done. But everybody is saying it's done. Sunday is supposed to conclude Iraq's portion of how to implement the RV. And that's what I'm concerned with, the RV, the revaluation of the dinar through this budget and for us to be able to go to the bank. So somebody will tell you, and they've been telling you, and even yesterday, a bunch of BS, thousands of people are getting arrested every day. Thousands of people are getting arrested. Police cars pulling up everywhere, FBI's here, and nobody sees that. There's no public outcry. all these supposedly government officials, bankers, all just disappearing from the face of the earth. Nobody's noticing it. Nobody's saying a thing. But yeah, that's what needs to happen, continues to happen. And see, the way they've been arresting people for the last year, not the last 10 years that they claim, and nobody's missed all these people disappearing off the earth, and that continue to be the holdup. They still got to arrest more bankers, more government people. Well, I don't see that. Bankers I know are still in place. They still have the rules. The exchange locations are there. The call centers are there. They're still training. Now, they still have to train new people as people have gotten tired of this over the years or just quit, resigned. So that's one of their issues. But is that holding it up? Absolutely not. The bank contract and the treasury contract holding it up? No. The U.S. and Iraq? No. The same deal that's been in place for the same price, same terms. We haven't heard any changes at all. We're just waiting for them to be stable enough, secure enough, which they are if they do this before anything crazy happens. So we know over the weekend they arrested the leader of the militia, or one of them, and in response, the militia attacked the Green Zone. So it was soldiers everywhere, tanks everywhere. All is what we say craziness about to happen again, but it didn't. But it was an opportunity. And that's why they say, you know, the U.S. wants there to be chaos. So they can step in and say, nope, emergency again, and just decide who's going to be the prime minister once again. Because it is going to be different come October the 10th. If they actually get to vote, which God knows I hope they do, I hope it's better than our election was as far as controversy and everything else. But they're going to have so many people. But hopefully it's time the people get to pick their own leader. All right.
PT05. Since all the bank personnel were told that this is a scam to keep them from buying, do you think it would be appropriate for us to give them a few hundred dollars for doing our exchange for us? Bishop Bullwinkle. As far as I'm concerned, they got educated. They learned how to read and write. I'm going to give a few hundred dollars to some disadvantaged folks. Your response, Tony, if you want to respond.
I don't. That was good enough. I've been telling bankers for years. Been telling tellers for years. And I'm telling them same thing I told everybody else. I told, you're bad. You didn't listen. It's your bad.
Okay. TN Doc says, what's your feeling about how many days we might have to exchange the ZIM?
All I can tell you is my guy told me if you have ZIM, come to the bank right now. Right now, as soon as it happens. Because he doesn't think they're going to be exchanging it long or giving out the contract rate that long. So if I was you, I wouldn't worry about how long they're doing it. I'd be worried about how fast I can get in there to do it. All right, what's next?
Live callers. First one, 281. You are on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Tony,
that's fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. And I'm glad that you guys gave us some good info today. I guess really my only question, because you answered one of the questions, because I was going to ask you if your sources gave you a date as to when Courage were going to be, you know, finalizing this thing. And, it, of course, there was an article that came out that said Sunday, and I think you confirmed that as well. So that's good. But as far as Texas is concerned, I guess my question is, have you talked to your Texas sources at all, or this is just because you haven't heard from them that would make you think that they're not on alert, or you actually talked to Texas and they said they hadn't got any information?
Hold on for a minute. Just hold on. Go pump up your tires while I do this. Hold on.
Debbie King it.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I didn't fall off. I know you said hold on. All right, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, you got lucky.
I did. What you mean?
Because at first none of the calls were showing up, none of the telephone numbers. So I was telling Tony, I said, well, nobody can call in. And he said, well, maybe you can give me a few numbers and I can call some of those folks and three-way them in. And I was like, I don't say those people's numbers. So then the line opened up so that you all could dial in. So you got lucky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it was giving us some issues. Kept hanging up on us.
Yeah, he was going to offer to, he was going to try to start three-waying some of you in so we could, you could ask your questions.
But really?
I told him, I said,
wow.
I don't say those people numbers.
Those people. Oh, okay. You need to stop your mess. All right.
All right. I said you got your tires pumped up?
Yeah, they pumped up. What you do? Where you go?
I went to call Texas so I could say, yeah,
oh.
I talked to them. Right now. That's what I did. So, and I'm going to give it to you guys like it is, because that's what I do. This morning, the banks were told tomorrow or Tuesday, definitely by Tuesday. Texas was told this is going on July 15th. He said that's the date they were just given, July 15th. So, either they think Texas is knuckleheads or they are knuckleheads or whatever. They told them something totally different from everybody else. But that's who we're at. And I just got off the phone with them so that you know that's what they were told.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, we waited all these years. 2-3 more months ain't going to hurt us. So, hey, it is what it is. We'll see. We'll see who's correct. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I can work better with something when I know. Yeah, it's better to know than not. So we'll see what happens.
We got 3 days.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, we got 3 days or we got 48 days. Either way we look at.
Either way, it's okay. We'll be prepared either way. So, all right. Well,
thank
you guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
The East Coast is going on Tuesday.
What?
The East Coast is going on Tuesday. Texas can go July the 15th or whatever.
Let me tell y'all how this one here go away. Hold on before you hang up. Don't hang up. Hold on. I got one more comment. Let me tell y'all how this one here going to work. I don't give a what Texas does. Look here, I'm going to be calling both of y'all. So y'all just get me in any kind of way you know you can, because I'm going to call Ray and I'm going to call Tony. Look here, I'm coming to either California or North Carolina to get my exchange done. That's how that's going to work. Texas can wait till the 15th if they want to. All right, I'm gone. Bye.
Hey,
bye.
I got to ask you a question, though, since Ray brought it up. Does Texas have a lot of proctologists? I know they need some. Okay.
I'm going to be good. Mute me. This is the first time I ever asked you to mute me. Mute my line.
360 area code. You're on.
Wow. This is I'm amazed. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Well, needless to say, I am thrilled that we're having a call, and your news is great. The question I was going to ask the other day still remains, because I was reading, I don't know, Tony, if you look at El Monitor for it so often, but they seem to have pretty middle-of-the-road type of information that comes out of the Middle East in general. But they were talking about the arrest of the, I forget the three initials, of one of the militias, and he's still under arrest, apparently. And it all has to do with the kind of ongoing assassinations of the protest leaders. And I was wondering how many in I got the opinion because he Kazemi tweeted the other day about an open no skullduggery going on, but they were going to be very transparent, the word he used, about the investigations into the assassinations. And of course they're implying that it was the militias that have been doing it at the behest of Iran. And you addressed that in your initial comments, so I was happy to see that. I was also happy to see, and I must say I felt a bit honored when you told me about what's going on with, what did I call him, as fairy godmother of ISIS, or fairy godmother, that's half, maybe only half the word, of ISIS. But I think then if they're, you know, if they're abandoning ship, that's what rats do. So I think that is all really, really good news. I guess the one thing I'm curious about, there's been no expression of the numbers. Do you have any idea from your Iraqi sources how many people have actually been assassinated recently in the ongoing assault, if you will, upon the protesters?
You know, the first article didn't say, but I think the last article I did say only said two were killed, but several were wounded. And I know Tisha, they were actually using live bullets, not rubber bullets, six or nothing, but they were using live bullets to disperse the crowd. So I don't know what the final number is.
Right, but that would be implying that it was the government using live bullets, not the militias.
I don't know who was using live, because they said the militia
right.
was the one doing it. And
sure.
their behest, you know, they're the ones breaking up the crowd. The government, I mean, Al-Kazemi came out with a statement and saying that the citizens have the right to protest. So it wasn't
right.
him who ordered it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the article that I just read it came out this morning was that what their MO, if you will, has been motorbikes with two guys on it, and the guy riding is the one who has done the drive-by shootings, and that's how they've been picking off the leaders of the protest. Seems to be like one by one. It doesn't. They didn't talk about any mass occurrences, but that's what I was curious about. Well, I sure appreciate everything you guys are doing, and much appreciated, believe me. So I'll look forward
okay.
to our
well,
to our you.
Well,
yes, sir.
Let's look at it for a minute, though. Who benefits from the leaders of the protest being killed? Iran.
Right?
The militia.
Yes.
Because they get to keep operating. If the people actually overturn the government, they lose all those positions, or U.S. has to come in, they lose everything. So you quiet the crowd, or you kill the snake by killing the head of the snake. And that's why
sure.
they're not really, targeting the crowd, but they're targeting all the leaders of the protest, because they're trying to kill the head of the snake and make sure nobody else pops up. But
sure.
that's Iran benefits more than anybody. The militia clearly work for Iran.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, if the people in Iraq are listening, our hearts go out to them for all that they have endured through this whole thing. And it's always the people that suffer the worst. It's not the leaders, it's the people. And the people certainly weren't the ones doing the stealing and the thievery. So, gosh, I think we include them in our prayers for sure every single day, but they can withstand this, and then ultimately their journey will be worth it in the end. That'd be my thought. So I'll give way to the next person. And thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. And we'll certainly look forward, if not to the 800 number, to the next call. And I'm assuming the next call would be scheduled for next Wednesday, Ray. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You're right.
Monday's
a holiday.
Yeah, it could be a holiday, right. Monday. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, unless something happens, I guess.
Unless something happens.
Yeah, good.
You know,
okay.
But I'll tweet something out anyway, guys, just so you know.
Okay, sweet. Good. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks.
678 area code, you are on. Six, seven, eight, four, five, seven.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I was wondering, with the daylight room machine, is they going to be able to do it with one specific type of currency, or are they doing it with all currency?
Oh, yeah. It does it with all currencies.
Okay, so no matter what amount. Okay, is there any new rates out that you know of that you want to share?
I got no new rates.
So everything's still the same.
Last ones we had, those are the last rates. So.
Okay, that's it. Thanks. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right. 678 and 972. You were next.
Hey there. Privileged to be next. Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I'm excited about the information so far. And Walt got a special
noteworthy comment. He's been sweating Maliki for a while, hasn't he?
Yep.
All right. I did some checking last time I was on. I talked about the dong no longer being sold at a Chase bank that I was frequenting. I still got calls out, and ones have not returned that information this morning. There was some information in the Dallas area to the Texas Currency Exchange. They have dong, and evidently they have plenty of it, but the price is exorbitant. If the bank, if Chase is making money at $49.63 per million, these guys are making a killing because they're charging $80. But when you think about, would you trade $50 for a million, or would you trade $80 for a million? I think it's a step. That's all you can get. That's the way to go. So that's just my opinion. But that's the information here in the local area. There may be other information, and I'll be listening intently if someone else comes up with something. I'm content with tomorrow. And if tomorrow doesn't happen, I do not want to wait till July the 15th. I may have to move to Oklahoma or something just to get past it. So,
well,
I don't have any comments unless you have something to add, sir.
I do. Several people sent me yesterday in their areas, they couldn't get BND either. So okay. It wasn't just Texas. There's a thing going on in the banking system, I guess. If you're
currency
selling,
affirming.
but the banks did not have it. And were you talking about Chase Bank?
I was talking about Chase Bank on Monday, and you commented that, well, Chase was one of those banks that said that they would be working this weekend. At that time, that was what you were told.
Okay.
I'm content either way, but I will not be satisfied if I can't find a source for more dong in this little window that we have. It just makes sense.
All right. The other thing is I agree with you. I'm hoping and praying to get a phone call tomorrow because I really want this to be over with. But if not, I was looking for Tuesday. So all you people that are disappointed, angered, confused, frustrated, and don't like what I said came from Texas, remember that when the bus lady gets on the call, that she's the one who wanted me to call her. Okay? Don't get mad at me.
She sure enough takes some abuse, that lady.
Yeah, it's all right. She says she got big bumpers. I don't know. It's all right.
All right. Well,
all right.
Until I hear from 404. Thank you for your input. Talk to you soon.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. 850. You on.
Hello?
850.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning.
Is it me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Yes, sir.
First of all,
good
I want to appreciate you. I want to appreciate you guys. You've done a great job to humanity, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and your family. One thing I want to say is there's a way we can kind of give it back to you guys. I probably have a kind of theme about the greatest brothers ever. Because what you guys have done, nobody has ever and would ever do such a thing. And that's the only way we can give it back to you guys, and I appreciate what you have done. That's one. Secondly, I would really appreciate if you can have a Tony's number that can be like talking to me. Then thirdly, the information you gave us concerning Texas, this is my own take on it. Texas, from what you have said, they have ultra net worth demerion. Secondly, we were told that the cyber for the CBI is in Texas. Now that we are getting information from Texas after what seems like eternity, that means there's something on the way. And that should make us to be more optimistic. Then I want to believe the reason why probably Texas is being skewed to the 15th is because probably they are looking at the volume of the transaction that might come out of Texas, and that might really affect the economy. So that Texas might not be able to go into the contract rate, because you can imagine if Texas, with the volume of the dinner they have in their stock, if they are being offered that contract rate, then it's going to be a lot of money in the system. And that's my position. So I really appreciate you. I thank you so much. And totally, I want to ask, please, when we get this kind of new status, how do we go about our health insurance so that we don't really get caught in the web of the IRS? Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. I'm not the IRA guy. I guess that would be Ray.
I didn't understand the question.
I don't have a job. All right.
You want me to
repeat your question about the IRA?
I said,
yes.
You know, people with the kind of newfound wealth, when they're going to fight their tax, they need to disclose the kind of double like health benefit that they're enjoying. So I'm just asking, is there a way that we can structure our health insurance so that we're not being seen as being trying to like on that quarter our tax payment.
You try to ensure your okay, go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead. Because I still didn't quite understand what he was asking. So it sounds like you might have been clarifying.
I thought he was trying to say he used the IRA to insure his money or put it somewhere. Or
No. I'm talking about health insurance. You know, the members of the denarians, they're going to need health insurance. So what kind of health insurance do you suggest we try and purchase that will not affect
what kind of health insurance?
That will not affect our tax liability.
Well, the only way that it won't affect your tax liability is if you have your employer provide health insurance for you. That's going to be the key. You're going to set up an employer-employee relationship with your entities and then let the employer provide the health insurance for you.
Okay. Now I get you now. Because I remember you were talking about a group insurance package. Now I understand it now. Thanks so much, Ray.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you.
All right. Let's take this to 1 second here. 217, you're on. No? Okay. You're out. 610, you are next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, greetings, sir.
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Long version. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, when you're sending in your check or money order, ladies and gentlemen, please make that check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. And your donation will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And to all the veterans out there and all the family members who have members serving now and in the past, and Ray, especially to your son, thank you for your service to our nation on this Memorial Day weekend. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth. And Vegas, 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 and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a safe, happy, and healthy Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome, Tony. And again, thank you for your service, Tony, too, when you were serving.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Make it a good one, guys.
Okay, now. Bye-bye. 386 area code. You are.
Let me get y'all speaker here real quick.
Okay.
You hear me now? Okay.
Yes, sir.
My question's been answered, so I don't have anything to say in that respect. I will try to scrape together a donation. I haven't got my bill for the hospital yet, so I don't know how much the payment's going to be. But so since they haven't contacted me yet, I will try to get you a donation. But other than that, I wish you gentlemen good. Great.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, again, guys, man, I don't want anybody to hurt themselves. I don't want anybody sending us money who can't afford to send or help pay the bill. I mean, when you have bills and don't get your lights cut off and your rent not paid or bills, because that's not what this was about. We're just looking for more people to help who have the ability to help, who just choosing not to help instead of putting it all on the same people over and over and over again. For the last three calls, it's just five people donating. I don't know if it's sending you guys a message, but it's sure sending me one that many people just really don't care anymore. So, and I'm with that. If that's how it is, okay. So, but don't hurt yourself to do it. All right. Now, wait, before we go to the next one, let me ask a question, because I keep getting this comment that on the call, I said, I don't believe the RV will happen at the end of the month. And I said that last week or week before last, because maybe it's Alzheimer's kicking in. I don't know, but I don't remember saying it won't happen at the end of the month or by the end of the month. Several people have told me it will happen by the end of the month. And so far, that's all I've looked at until 15, 20 minutes ago when somebody had me call Texas. And she right there. And he said, well, they were told July 15th today. So anyway, up till then, everything was by the end of the month and still could be. So we'll see what happens. All right. I'm ready.
Hello. Okay, 770. You're on.
Yeah, how are you doing, gentlemen?
All right, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. I'm Willie Henderson. I'm probably one of your oldest, I said one of the oldest listeners back in the day when you and Dan and all of you guys were together. I remember Dan was waiting on you to come to his house up in the mountains someplace in California. Do you remember that, Tony?
Just
yeah, when you were
I went.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's how long I've been listening to you. I'm 81 years old. So, yeah, I'm 81 years old. I do a lot of listening, but not a lot of talking. And I do it on purpose because I think your information that you give is more important than me just getting on the phone and just to ask some questions that's not sometimes relative. So I'd rather listen to the information. But I also appreciate the kind of service and the work that you and Ray does on a daily basis, because, you know, I think that's one of the problems that most of these people do not understand. They want information, and when you guys don't make a call or whatever, they get upset. But those are the people most of the time who are not doing anything to help you stay on the air. And I just think it's atrocious for all these people that can't at least send you guys a penny or a dollar or something. If even a penny, if 1,000 people sent you a penny, that would probably suffice. But, you know, they should have more consideration for you guys. And I just wanted to get on and just to tell you that I do. I don't know if you have any record of me giving donation. I don't really care because I'm not looking for the credit. You guys need all the credit. But I do send up donations. And I just think that you guys need all the credit. I just need to stay in the background, and I hope and pray that we can see this thing to the end and that more people will really understand how what it takes for you guys to stay on this air and to do this on a weekly basis and come up and try to help you guys to stay on it more. And I don't even think that they could, they don't realize all the times you've been on here and all the times you had to pay for this thing when nobody was giving you donations. And so they can't make it up, but they can at least start. And that's all I want to say, guys. If I've said too much and if I've stepped on anybody's toes, I humbly apologize.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right. Good luck to you guys. I hope to see you in the end. And I do send donation. I will be sending some more today.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You guys take it easy.
All right. 512 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. I thank God for you guys so much. I've been listening for quite a while, too. I thank God for the bus lady and all the different ones giving her information. That's for Danny and Dallas. And truly, we are praying for the people. My question is concerning Texas. I I want to know if Texas, have you heard anything from your Texas people that Texas may decide that they just don't want to be a part of this? Are they in or out? And if they do, you know, I know they were the part of the Deep South states that decided to succeed, you know, last after the war. So I know they, you know, we have our own mind here in Texas. But I wouldn't mind moving for a few million dollars or more. But I just want to know if you hear anything, will you let us know if Texas decides, okay, we don't want to be a part of it. You know, they've decided not to do any more unemployment for their people. So Texas has its own mind for sure. And I just don't want to – I feel like I've been on here too long to, you know, just let it go by the wayside. So have you heard anything about that?
Okay. The fact that you acknowledge Bus Lady and Danny, and I was wondering where you're going, I mean, with this Texas thing, is as backwards as Texas is. I mean, back as something, you know.
Right.
Listen, let me tell you. There is no way in the world, none, absolutely not ever going to happen that Texas is not going to be a part of this. Again, the guy who created this lives in Texas. Okay. The server for CBI is in Houston, Texas. One of the largest groups of Denarians are in Texas. That's almost cutting out, you know, 10-20% of the people involved. You cut out Texas. Texas is always going to be a part of this. Now, being a part of the Union, being part of the United States, I mean, you know, Texas is weird like that. They might think they can start their own country in the middle of the country. Who knows, but they will be a part of this event, without a doubt.
Okay. I just think that, like, Tuesday to July 15th, that's a big difference. So I start thinking, I was like, oh, my God, could they just not be a part of it? So Okay, well, that gives me a little peace of mind. I'll just keep watching and keep waiting. And also, my husband's a veteran, so thank God for all the veterans, all who served, and all those who had loved ones that served. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you. And tell your husband to say thank you for his service. Okay.
I will do it. I will do
okay.
It.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
713 area code. You are on. You're on. 773.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
All right.
Hey, I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I was waiting to hear that one. So my partner and I did what you suggested on Monday, and we called my first bank, which is Citibank. They have no dong. No dong or them are available. They don't see it on their screen. Then we called Chase and had the same response from Chase. I just wanted to make everybody aware that that's what's happening here in Chicago as of Monday and I think yesterday.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you and Ray for what you guys do. Enough can't be said. I can't wait to meet you guys.
All right.
Okay.
You too.
Thank you.
All right.
770 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Okay, I
Greetings.
Have two questions. The first one is for Ray. Ray, I was trying to avoid using Venmo, and I do have access to Zelle, and I'm with City Wells and Citibank. Do you have where I could Zelle you at any one of those?
No, ma'am.
And I say, though, you said no?
No. You have to mail it in
oh,
if you
okay.
can't work with Venmo.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll figure out Venmo. I just hate using all these apps on the phone. Okay. But it'll get there. Thank you. And then, Tony, you know how we're always talking about, well, not we, you talk about when you're doing your negotiations and there's a part that, a percentage that you're going to leave with them. My question is, that percentage, I know we have no control over it. They can do whatever they want because that money is theirs, correct?
It's your money, but, yeah, they can do what they want for the terms of your contract.
Okay. Okay, is it a possibility that at the end of the contract they could have lost that money or the amount that you started with is not what they still have?
I can't tell you the future of the world, even though I know people think I can. But as long as the world's still intact, your money's intact. If the U.S. economy
okay.
is collapsed over something else, everybody's going to be broke, so it doesn't really matter. But
okay.
is your money insured or anything like that? You have to ask them, but I've never heard of anybody losing any money in this case.
Okay. Okay, and then my other question, can we expect that the things that we're negotiating, such as what we're leaving with the bank, what they're going to give us, this and that, that we're going to see this in writing?
Oh, absolutely. Should expect to see it in writing.
Okay. I like everything in writing, but I was just thinking, you know, all the things that they might go over, I would hope that they would put this in writing before I left.
Well, they
okay.
should already have it in writing. I mean, change the terms a little bit. You both have to sign the agreement, so you need to
uh-huh.
read it and make sure it's there. If there's something you want there that's not there and you agreed upon, have them do addendum to it, and you sign it before you leave. This is our agreement. Don't take
okay.
anybody's word for anything. Because the guy
right.
you talk to on Monday may not even work at the bank on Friday. And they say, hey, I don't see it here. Get everything
right.
in writing.
Right. Okay, and I'd just like to say thank you to you and Ray for doing this call weekly. And I just think people can be so rude and cruel that, you know, those that are putting the negativity on Twitter about, I just like to say they need to either donate or what is it, pay up or get off of it, you know, because it's not even, it's not worth it. And for them to even be on there to comment in the first place tells you a lot about the type of people that they are. So I thank you guys for what you do, and really do appreciate when you do come on, when you send your tweets and everything. I know it can't be easy. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
Those are all my comments.
And guys,
thank you.
Okay, let me tell you guys so you'll know. Nothing anybody says on the internet, on Twitter, or anywhere else bothers me at all, okay? Because it's just idiots being idiots. And like I said, if you don't like it or doing something, why you continue to listen? Why do they even get on the call if we're giving out bad information or stupid information or whatever else they're saying? Well, how would you know unless you're listening? Unless you're dialing in? Unless you're turning on the radio? And then why do you continue to do that if you don't agree with what we're doing? Because you're an idiot. So I don't let idiots influence me, and they really don't one way or the other. When we see them, we block them. They don't get the information anymore. We don't get the tweet. We try to get their IP address so we can go that far, and especially after this is all over, we have a list so we can make sure they get no new information from us. So, but I thank you and your concern, but I want you guys to know it doesn't bother me one bit. All I got to do is go through there, hit block, hit delete, and keep it moving. All right, thanks.
Okay, 208, you are on.
Good morning, good afternoon, and how are you all?
Good afternoon. I'm fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I am fine. Better than fine. I'm outstanding. I started listening to Tony when he was part of PTR, whatever it was, with Dan. And I was sending a monthly payment in. And then when he and Dan had a difference of opinion, I knew I had to stay with Tony. So I went with him when he first started up, and I've been with him ever since. So we're talking a whole bunch of years. Sometimes when I've had the money, I've sent it in. When I haven't, I've prayed for other people to send it in. And the only thing I have to say about those people that are saying things that we don't like, get off the call. Make it easier for those who believe to get in and be able to talk.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your support and the fact that you've been here. And, yes, I mean, we have our own reasons for doing this, which I told you guys. The biggest motivation, I mean, we just wanted to get the information out, first of all. Or, you know, when I was with Dan, he asked me to do it. When it was over, it was going to be over. But you guys,
that's only going to be 1 week, Tony.
Because I surely wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them three, because I was done. And then the fact that the government said, you know, we're just a bunch of toothless crackheads and we all be broke in 2 years was a huge motivation for me to change that number. Well, he said 90% be broke, and I really wanted to change that number and do the right thing. So that's our biggest motivation in being here. So what were you going to say?
The only thing I can say is this, that if and when the RV happens, the people from our organization will make wonderful changes in our country. We will take care of people who need it, and we will be good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Alrighty.
All right.
Take care.
So
512.
Oh. I want you
hold
guys
up, 512.
Know that President Biden has just announced a $6 trillion budget for next year. And it just amazes me again, and you think about it, when Trump tried to get $5 million, I don't even know if it was $5 billion to build the wall with. And, you know, the government said they got no money at all. And we just spent, what, $5 trillion in the last year because of the pandemic. I mean, the money had to come from somewhere. And then $6 trillion next year with the budget already, then $11 trillion. And we couldn't even come up with $500 million or $5 billion. And I just sit there, I have to laugh at stuff like that because everybody knows where the Treasury is. And everybody knows how they print what they want, when they want. I couldn't even understand that being the argument then. Or where's this $6 trillion going to come from next year? Or the $5 trillion they spent this year? So must be RV time. That's all I know. All right, go ahead, Ren.
All right. 512 area code. You are on.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yes.
How are you guys this morning?
Great.
Afternoon.
I'm super fantastic.
Hey, Tony, I'll tell the trolls for you like we said in the ATX. Put up or shut up. Piss or get off the pot.
Okay, then.
If they got a problem
ATL,
with
ATL, here
hey.
I come.
But, Tony, I just wanted to go back and get some clarification on something you said about them putting the banks on alert for tomorrow, or they are saying definitely on Tuesday. Is it possible that they are trying to indicate they need us to go out and buy more currency? Because normally, you know, they wouldn't put out like an exact because they didn't want us to do that. But are
okay,
you hearing from anybody?
No. Because they stopped selling earlier in the week. So they didn't want us to go out and buy more. If they didn't want to get caught up in transactions, that's the bank. And that's why I was getting that from all over the place that the bank wasn't selling it. So they stop when they think it's about to happen so they don't get caught in transactions. When they know it's not going to happen, they'll start selling it again. Just like they have in the past. So now we're at one of those stop points. And they're telling their people possibly tomorrow, but definitely Tuesday. Everywhere except for Texas. Texas already went to July 15th. That's the day it's going to happen. So one of them will be right. And like I said, one way or another, if I was sure 100%, which I'm not, but it was narrowed down to 48 days, I'd take that. And I'd be excited.
Yeah.
It's over with in the next 48 days. I don't care which day it was. It could be day number 48. But if I knew
exactly
for sure that was it, I'd go with it. Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, that was my question. Thank you guys for taking the question today. Hang in there.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And last but not least, we got this last one, 281. There
oh, wow. Praise
hey,
the Lord.
Wait. 281 can't be last, though.
Why?
So I'm getting ready to call 404 and say, why are you not on this call? Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless you want to wait till I call her, you can be the last one.
You can call her.
Let me see. Ray did send me her number, too. Hold on. Ray knows her number. Hold on. Let me see. Where is it? I am. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, hello.
There we go.
Who is this?
This is 404.
This is 404. What's wrong with you?
I couldn't get on the line.
Well, you're on the line now. Oh, were you listening?
I was listening on another line on the computer.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Well, now you're on the line.
Well, are you going to be on last then and go with the other one so that I end the last call on the very last RV call?
She wants to be the last. Oh, you want to be the very last. Okay. My bad. Okay. I thought Ray wanted her to be the last caller today. All right.
No, it just happened that way.
Well, go with the other one. 404 wants to be the last one.
All right. 281. Okay. What you wanted to say, and then we'll get 404 next.
No, Mr. Ray, it's okay, because I'm going to be honest with you. My husband has sent me the question, and I can't find it. He was wanting me to ask about the... He was wanting me to ask Tony about the marijuana and the cigarettes. And now when you look at it, it's something about the stock. And is it a good investment to go ahead and do it now?
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. Which, you guys, you don't have to smoke weed, marijuana, Mary Jane, whatever else you want. You don't have to smoke it to make money off of it. And you don't even have to sell it. Because the stock is a better deal than the dealer. So all these states eventually, and we see they're going, are going to medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. And they're all making it legal. So the federal government will probably make it legal by the end of this year, if not by the end of Biden's term in office, to make it legal. So each state has, marijuana grow companies, and they got it broken down, grow companies, distribution companies, and selling. So at least three different aspects. Those companies now, and actually it's the grow companies right now, that are all going public, and they're going public very small. And that's what you should look at as far as good investments like cryptocurrency, except better. They're coming out as penny stocks, right? And they're going up in these states. But as soon as the federal government makes this legal, the cigarette companies are going to be buying marijuana companies like we buy loaves of bread. I want you. Because they're already equipped to do this. They're going to take over. And those companies that were worth, $600 million, $800 million, $1 billion are going to be worth $10, $20, $30 billion overnight as these cigarettes just start going out there buying them up. Your stock is going to explode. They're going to buy stuff. That's why small investors, people who just want to put $1,000 or $10,000 when they get their money, $100,000 into some of these companies are going to be rich down the road. It's more of an investment like the dinar. I don't care if it takes 5 years, but if that $10,000, $20,000 you invest in a penny stock turns into $20, $30 million, or $2 or $3 billion, was it worth the wait? Do you have the money?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that energy going to grow with or without you? Yeah.
Okay. He said he's seen marijuana vending machines. He said, have you seen that? You remember how they used to have the cigarettes in the machines and you just pull them out?
They have them right here in Sacramento already.
What? Yeah, he said that's what he's seen, the marijuana vending machine. I was like, wow.
Okay, that was the question. And good afternoon, Mr. Ray, and good morning, Tony. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, how you all doing?
All right.
404 will be the last one. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, you all have a great afternoon and a great holiday. Be safe.
Okay, right. Thank you. All right, we'll wrap up with 404. You still have her holding on, right?
I'm still holding on. I haven't heard unmute.
She's here.
You won't this time.
I'm here?
You're on right now. You're here.
Yep. Okay, three-way, you
well,
in.
Thank
you. Won't hear.
Thank you, 281. That was very, very kind of you. I'll tell you, it's interesting because Monday call, I was the first caller, and then this call, I'm the last caller. And going back on all the years that I have been with you guys, my dream, quote, quote, has been I would either be the first caller or the last caller on the final pre-RV call. And I would like to think that this is serendipity, that if it had happened midweek, I might have been the first caller. Now it's the last caller. So with your telling us that tomorrow being told or Tuesday, and there's not scheduled call on Monday, I'm saying that things are really looking good, that we are going to be, this is our weekend. But you've always told us 3-day weekends are highly, you know, on the things to expect, and we're into a 3-day weekend. So serendipity, and now, you know, and the fact that you've called me, I'm very humbled on that, because it was very disconcerting to find that I couldn't get on the line, and the line dropped and dropped and dropped. So it's like, well, thank heavens for the computer. So I was listening that way. I'm figuring, well, you win some, you lose some. And this time I'm winning some, so I really appreciate it. And, at this point, I'm really at a loss for any further calls to, you know, questions to ask other than looking at post-RV with the get-together and that sort of thing. That's, things are summer, fall, whenever. So I feel very humbled at this point. I'm just babbling, and I'm sorry for that.
Well, let me tell you something, though, so I can humble some other people, too. But Ray made out a list or two, and that you, Walt, Busley, Danny, and G-Man, if the system wasn't working, that I was going to call. So that's why I had your number available. We're going to call you guys anyway, so you can ask your questions, so we at least could take some questions today. So Walt, Bus Lady, Danny, G-Man were on the list, and they got on everybody except for you. So I wanted to see what was your issue.
My issue, I guess, is that I quit trying to call in because, you know, I have to dial through a series of numbers to even through without the charging and that thing. So. Oh, well, you've heard my sad story, but it sounds like we are in for a great, great weekend. I mean, that's the key thing that I keep looking at of what you were sharing. And I'm going to go back and listen to this call again just to be sure that I'm getting all of the nuances and the like with that. So we appreciate
it. I hope this is it. Like I said, I was happy, excited, and, you know, with what the bank was told this morning until Bus Lady asked me to call Texas. I was going to go with I ain't heard nothing from them. But anyway, it is what it is. And either way, 3 days, 48 days, hopefully we'll be done. We're at that point. But we appreciate you. All right?
Well, again, appreciate it. And may this be the weekend and, you know, not the 48 days or 41 or whatever, like 3 days or 1 day or whatever. So let's keep our fingers crossed. 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT super fantastic project will be. And that is what, as Walt and others have said, that's what we are in this for, to help us and the like. So we appreciate it. Have a great, great weekend. And again, thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. And Tony, talk to y'all later.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, guys, I hear some music. We're way past it. I want to tell you guys something so you understand, though. I am a veteran of the armed services, and Veterans Day is November the 11th. That's for all veterans. Memorial Day is for those who are no longer with us, their family and friends who are associated with it. So let's be thankful for all veterans, which I am, but especially thankful for those who gave the ultimate sacrifice and their families who also paid a price for all of us to be in this place where we can call freedom, the United States of America. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend. I'm sure we're going to send out a message on Monday anyway. But know what you're celebrating, why, and who we are celebrating, because we owe that to them. With that, I'm hoping the banks are right. They're on standby tomorrow. God, please let them get a call. But if not, I'll wait till Tuesday. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. Do that, especially this weekend. Enjoy your weekend. All right, Ray. Okay, the other Ray.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us for this week. Enjoy the weekend and enjoy your Memorial Day Monday. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello?
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. I'm caught somewhere.